The Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, says plans are far advanced to upgrade the Volta Regional Hospital into a teaching status to enable students of the University of Health and Allied Sciences to do their clinical practice in home, since the other teaching hospitals may not be able to absorb them due to limited space. The facility will also provide quality health care to people in the region and the nation as a whole. Mr. Segbefia was speaking in Ho at a public sensitization forum on the transition of the Volta Regional Hospital into a teaching hospital. Our correspondent, Kibril Abdul Razak, has filed this report.
The Volta Regional Hospital is a 240-bed capacity ultra-modern facility commissioned in December 2000. The hospital, which is the only referral facility in the Volta region, also provides a wide range of services to people of the region and neighboring countries. It is expected that the transition of the facility into a teaching hospital will reposition it to provide additional specialized services and create an enabling environment for practical training and research for students to match up to international standards in the medical and allied sciences. The Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, bemoaned a 2015 estimate by the Ghana Health Service, which indicates that 53.3% of health facilities in the Volta region have no doctors or only one doctor, while in the Greater Accra region, only 4.8% of health facilities have no doctors or only one doctor. He is, however, optimistic that the introduction of the medicine program at the University of Health and Allied Sciences will increase the doctor-patient ratio, since most of the students being trained can easily be motivated to stay and work in the region. A health systems consultant, Dr. Ken Sego, who provided an overview of the transition process, is hopeful that all the necessary processes will be concluded by the end of August, with the transition taking effect by September this year. He said the transition will make the hospital a center for postgraduate studies and strengthen the link between the hospital and other health facilities in the region to serve a larger community. The Deputy Volta Regional Minister Francis Ganyaglo commended the local steering committee and stakeholders working towards the transformation of the hospital into a teaching hospital.